All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The Los Angeles Dodgers and manager Don Mattingly have mutually agreed to part ways. Now, in five seasons as the manager of the Dodgers, Mattingly had a record of 446 wins, 363 losses, but he was just 8-11 in the postseason. In his five seasons as a Dodgers manager, Mattingly never had a losing season. But you look at this team and the expectations were through the roof. The Dodgers had a $300 million payroll this year. They have had one of the highest payrolls in Major League Baseball since 2012 when they went trade crazy, bringing in the likes of Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez, just to name a few. But you look at it and the writing was on the wall for this, because last year Ned Coletti was basically relieved of his duties as Dodgers general manager. He would take a position as a consultant, and right now he's really not even affiliated with the organization. You bring in former Tampa Bay Rays general manager Andrew Friedman to become the Dodgers president of baseball operations. You bring in Farhan Zaidi to be the new team's new general manager, and they had a different idea as far as how this team should be run. More importantly, they were not the ones who hired Mattingly as the manager. So if you're Don Mattingly and nothing less than getting this team to the World Series for the first time since 1988, you are going to be up a creek. And that's exactly what happened with Mattingly. You figure he ran into a very good New York Mets team this year. The Mets had better pitching than the Dodgers, which is why the Mets defeated the Dodgers in five games in the NLDS. Now, you look at a situation with the Dodgers. Yes, they had Clayton Kershaw. Yes, they had Zach Greinke at the top of their rotation. But the fact of the matter was this. This organization, the front office, never went out and got another quality starting pitcher for this team, especially after Hyung-Jin Ryu was lost in spring training for the year. The Dodgers simply lacked depth in their starting rotation. And for all of the money that was spent on this team, you cannot mask pitching. It always shows up if you have a flaw, especially in the postseason. And that really came to the forefront due to the fact that the Dodgers, after game three, when their backs were against the wall, they didn't have a choice but to come back and pitch a Clayton Kershaw for game five. And then, of course, it was Clayton Kershaw for game four, and then Zach Greinke for game five. Whereas you look at a situation with the Mets had much more depth than them in that series. And when it came to game five, the Mets were able, when Jacob deGrom was coming out of the lineup, or out of the starting lineup for that matter, the Mets were still able to bring in another quality arm that was a starting pitcher in Noah Syndergaard. The Dodgers did not have that luxury. I mean, they threw Brett Anderson out there for game three of the NLDS, and he got lit up. And there were chances and there were opportunities for the Dodgers to go out there and get the likes of a David Price before the trade deadline. There were chances for the Dodgers to go out there and get the likes of a Cole Hamels at the trade deadline, and they didn't do it. And it bit them in the rear end in the postseason. Now, you look at this team already for the Dodgers, and they have $145 million committed to payroll next year, but it's basically to a few people. You look at Clayton Kershaw, Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford, and Andre Ethier. They take up a ton of that money right there. Now, Zach Greinke has opted out of his deal. The Dodgers have no choice but to bring him back, because if you think Clayton Kershaw is going to be able to mask the problems that the Dodgers have in starting pitching all by his lonesome, it's not going to work like that. But getting back to the managerial position, I think the favorite for this job, and I've said it for a few weeks, is going to be Dave Martinez. He is currently the bench coach for the Chicago Cubs. He was a former bench coach for the Tampa Bay Rays under Joe Maddon, and he has a ton of ties to Andrew Friedman. So you look at a guy in Dave Martinez, it would be his first time around the block as a manager, so he's not going to cost the Dodgers a lot of money. But at the same time, he has the connections, and he's going to run this team exactly in the mold that a guy like Friedman wants this team to be run. But the Dodgers will go out there and spend money. But I tell you like this, whomever the manager is going to be for the Dodgers next year, number one, he has to be on the same page with the front office. Number two, the front office has to help him and give him a team that is capable of winning the World Series. Now, the Dodgers have spent money. They had a very quality team in 2014, and they fell short in the NLDS to the St. Louis Cardinals in four games. And when Friedman came in, there were some moves made. Of course, they traded D. Gordon to the Miami Marlins. And you have to wonder if a guy like D. Gordon, who went on to lead the National League this year in stolen bases along with batting average, how much of an impact that he would have had on his team. But you have a guy like Friedman who's looking more at sabermetrics and he's looking more at the fancy stats, whereas a guy like Mattingly is a little bit more old school and he's looking at the simple eye test and saying whether or not a guy can play. So definitely guys have to be on the same page. Another thing that hurt Mattingly in his situation with the Dodgers is you have to look at the success of the San Francisco Giants. The Giants are the Dodgers' main rival in the National League West, and since 2010, the Giants have claimed three World Series championships. So whenever you have a situation where your rival is consistently winning World Series titles, it's going to rile your fan base, and it's also going to rile the local media. And I guarantee you the folks in Los Angeles were not thrilled when the Dodgers were eliminated last week at the hands of the New York Mets. So a guy like Don Mattingly, I think he is a good manager, and I think he's going to bounce someplace in the near future, whether it be 2016 or 2017. If Mattingly wants to take another managerial job in 2016, I think the Washington Nationals are going to come calling for him. You saw the problems that they had with Matt Williams last season, and I think that's a situation for Mattingly where the Nats want to go out there and make a hire that is going to get the attention of people in the D.C. area. So it's going to be interesting to see what Mattingly does going forward, and it's going to be interesting to see what the Dodgers do going forward in finding a new skipper. But the bottom line is 1988 was the last time that the Dodgers were able to win the World Series, and it seems and it is a very, very long time ago. So folks, that's just about going to wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.